And so I can tell you how I think about my home under the weight of the Word of God. That if you come into my home, you're going to see my wife's face beaming. She knows I love her. She knows I'm for her. She knows I find her wildly attractive. She's not wondering where my head is, not wondering where my affections are. She knows I am for her gifts being used. I am willing to be sacrificed. She knows my eyes are on her. I'm transfixed with her. I'm crazy about her. You want to know what type of woman I like? I like Lauren. That's what kind of, you like blondes or brunettes. What's she done to her hair this month? That's what I like. Right now, if your wife knows this, then any type of you need to be liberated from the man sounds ridiculous. Like if you come into my home, my wife is gladly flourishing in her gifts, feels loved and romanced and cherished. And all of that is work, fellas. That's not easy. That's planned. That's sit down, look at the calendar. That's little notifications to just text her something cute. And you can giggle at me, but I'm telling you, that type of discipline you take towards sports and following your favorite team, if you'd put that on your wife, she wouldn't think you're such a jack. And so, look at the ladies clapping. You're sitting next to him, you're not helping. Right? And so, if we live this way, what would the world have to say about us? So like, the idea that I'm talking about here, strong husbands, submissive wives, that's kind of painted as this kind of archaic, broken, how dare we think about women in that way? And I'm telling you that the Bible says where this is lived out accurately, the world's got nothing to say. They could attack the idea, but if they ate dinner with you, they'd apologize. That if they got anywhere near you, saw your children, saw how you loved your wife, saw how you submitted to your husband, they'd go, gosh, that's what I really want. Now, if all you've ever been around is idiot men, I can see why this would unsettle you. But you can't take the lowest common denominator and make him normative. You can, if I can take the lowest common denominator in regards to what I've come across in women and make her normative. Because you know the Bible, I don't want to preach next week's sermon, but you know the Bible says that it's better for a man to die in the desert than to live in the house with a contemptuous woman? Think about that. God's going, dang, bro. Really, it'd be best for you just to wander into the desert and die than to live in this house. So let's be careful not to make the lowest common denominator in regards to the men you've come across and know as somehow the average or the norm. And we'll agree not to take the lowest common denominator in regards to women and make her the norm.